It's been written that Guided by Voices is now an unlikely candidate for the most perfect rock band of all time, while at the same time being a thoughtful reflection on what a rock band is, a fantasy that becomes a fact. Guided by Voices guitarist Doug Gillard is one of the busiest men in showbiz, with GBV and many other artists, including Nico Case, Not a Surf, The Hold Steady, and as a solo artist, and on the other end of the phone, talking music, recording, and touring, as Guided by Voices announced a national tour beginning April 3rd in Baltimore. Good evening for WVXU. I'm Elaine Deal. Doug, welcome.
Hi, Elaine. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Now let's talk about this tour. Is there a new record?
There's a record we're supporting called Surrender Your Poppy Field that just got released in February.
You're some 30 records or so deep into your career. You've been in the band and out of the band, and you're in again. But you've always worked with Robert Pollard. You've got a duo album, or you did a duo album together while you were out of Guided By?
That was during my first tenure in Guided By Voices. Yeah, there's one called Be Kindly of Your Volunteer Fire Department that's billed under the names Robert Pollard with Doug Gillard. And then we also did a side project called The Lifeguards. Not The Lifeguards, but called Lifeguards. And we had two albums. That was a project where I did instrumental music beds and Robert sang and titled the songs and put vocals on everything.
How does a new record take shape? Who calls who? How does the ball get rolling?
Well, Bob writes. He writes an album at home and sends us the demos. And then we musicians sort of work up the songs and get the sounds. And he'll sing on them when the music's done, but it's basically just Bob saying, I have a new batch of songs, here they are. Our last album, Swelling the Plague, was out last year, last October, I think, and this album just came out in February. We have another one coming out in July or August this year as well, so they're pretty frequent, but they're all different in their own way.
What's the tour going to look like? You start in Baltimore. What kind of venues will you play?
This is at Auto Bar, which is a club music venue that we've been at before. It's known for its rock shows. Then we're going to Pittsburgh at Mr. Small's, which is a small theater. It's basically a large rock club as well. We're playing in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania this year at Music Fest Cafe. Given the current climate, we'll see what's happening.
Well, you know, I often ask artists, how do you stay healthy on the road? And I'm just talking about physically fit and keeping your voices in shape and everything. So, yeah, now you've got a whole other set of things to deal with. Are you seeing an impact yet?
Well, we haven't hit the road yet, but we're going to try to take care of ourselves the best we can. Oh, one thing I was going to say is in July, we're scheduled to play Springs Fest in Yellow Springs.
Are you an Ohio boy, Doug?
I am from Cleveland, yes. Well, I grew up in Elyria. I actually was born in Sandusky and grew up sort of in the Firelands region until I was eight, sort of here in Berlin Heights and cornfields out there by the lake. Then moved to Elyria, then moved to Cleveland when I was 18.
How many guitars do you carry with you on the tour?
Oh, on the tour? Just two.
Are you like a guitar nerd, a guy who's got tons in your house?
As years go by, I'm starting to get tons piling up, but I wouldn't say tons. I mean, in the teens, maybe. But it's all out of necessity. I don't go looking to collect anything or have wish lists. They're just things I get because I need a sound on a record or something kind of needed to have in the arsenal. I just got a baritone, so I've always wanted one of those. I've always played them, but never really owned one. So.
Doug Gillard of Guided by Voices is my guest. What else is going on in your world? Anything happening with Not a Surf?
I joined them on an East Coast tour recently, a small East Coast tour, and I play on their most recent album, although I'm not a touring member per se. Much these days, Guided by Voices schedules takes precedence there, but you know we remain friends and bandmates, and I have a band called Bambichino. It's led by a guy named Mark Razzo here in New York. It's comprised of Iowa, the drummer from Not a Surf, and Eric Paparozzi from Cat Power on bass, and myself on guitar, and we're sort of a Beatles Hamburg. We do the covers that they did on the Star Club album and the BBC sessions and everything, so we wear the leather jackets. And we're able to seldomly get together, but when we do, it's fun.
What do you do to relax when you finally find 15 minutes?
Oh, I just kind of write songs at home and take care of the cat and spend time with my wife.
Where is home these days, Doug?
I am in Queens, New York. Been here for about 12 years and enjoy it so far.
Got any big things still to check off on your musical bucket list?
I don't know anymore what's going to happen with music, so I kind of don't really look much towards the future as far as that goes. I'd like to keep releasing records in some capacity. I've had some solo records out. I'm going to work on another one and Guided by Voices is recording as well pretty regularly. And so that's always a fun thing. In the 80s, I kind of came up in Cleveland bands. Kind of the main one that got some national attention and on a national label was Death of Samantha. We were on Homestead Records, and some members of that band, the leader John Pekovic and I, and Dave Swanson and some others formed Cobra Verde out of that, and they're still going. And John is currently a writer with the Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. He's been there for many years.
Well, it sounds like never a dull moment in your world. Guided by Voices began as a bar band in Dayton, Ohio, back in the 1980s. They're hitting the road again this summer, beginning in April in Baltimore, and they'll play Yellow Springs, Ohio on July 18th. We've been visiting with guitarist and songwriter Doug Gillard. For a link to Guided by Voices music and tour information and all of Doug's other projects, visit our website, wvxu.org. For 91.7, I'm Elaine Deal. Doug, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you very much, Wayne. Thank you.
Every street is dark.